Good afternoon, Lauren.
Hey, Brooke.
To what extent is access to feminine hygiene an issue for Australian women?
It's difficult to get data on this because, again, it's something that women often don't out when they're seeking help from a support service. That said, poverty is a problem with women. Particularly homeless women have difficulty accessing feminine hygiene problems. So while data isn't readily available, we know that it's a substantial problem in terms of A, affording it, and B, getting access, or at least putting your hand up and asking for access.
Yeah, definitely. It is an issue, especially you mentioned with homeless women. And how might this lack of access be an issue for women that can't access it? What can they do about it?
Look, so it is tricky because firstly, we're still a culture that feels that menstruation is a bit of a stigma and that not being able to afford feminine hygiene problems is a fault and a flaw that women have to carry on their own shoulders. So firstly, there is a need to be able to put your hand up and say, I need this product. Now, that's difficult because you have to admit that you're a menstruating woman who can't afford a product. So there are support services available. Going through your normal channels, wherever it is that you seek help, it's likely that those organisations already are familiar with this problem, but you need to make yourself known to them. There are also specifically feminine hygiene-specific charities that are working in order to specifically target homeless women who are having trouble affording and getting access to products as well.
Yeah, and Essentials for Women is an initiative that has been introduced in South Australia, and they have been providing schools with vending machines for free pads and tampons. Do you think that this is something that would be helpful to roll out across all of Australia?
Yeah, I mean, I think the issue of having to put your hands up and ask for something is hard for anyone, no matter what it is, let alone something related to your period. So I think the idea of having a dispenser that isn't going to cost you money, that's great. There is the question of whether it will get used by people who can afford feminine hygiene products. Therefore, the service becomes incredibly costly to supply everyone with such products. So that will need to be monitored. But as a principle, I think it's great.
Yeah, I do agree with you as well, because it is going to be difficult to work out whether who's allowed to actually have access to it as well, and whether it's a thing that, oh, you know, like maybe if someone doesn't have them on them, or whether or not they genuinely just can't afford the products.
Yeah, I mean, and this is the thing. Are we trying to meme test use of these machines? There's not a clear answer for this, because I think on one hand, we're relying on people's goodwill and honesty. The flip side is if the system does get abused, then the entire system gets taken away and everyone loses out. So I think we have to trust our sisters here. But look, I mean, anything like this, anything with free attached to it, does become, open to abuse. And that is hard to prevent.
Yeah, definitely. It would be such a shame to have something like that initiated and then to have it pulled away. And there has been a discussion regarding ending the GST on feminine sanitary products. What is your opinion on this?
I'm a little conflicted. I think there are quite a few products that should be GST-free that aren't, that I would consider to be essential essentials in life. If it were taxed in a way that we knew that the tax was going to women's health, I'm not sure that I'd be so opposed to the tax. I think as it stands now, it's a relic of the old days where we used to, not that we use the term anymore, but the idea of luxury taxes on essential items. Anyone who's had a period, no matter how uneventful it is, would never call it a luxury.
Yeah, definitely not. And it is interesting as well to know where that GST is kind of going. Like you said, it would be good if it was going towards women's health.
Yeah, I think for most people who can afford the nominal amount on the price of their feminine hygiene products, if they knew that they were paying a tax that was actually going to a really, really, really well-funded women's health sector, I'm not sure we'd be as opposed to paying for it. If it goes into consolidated revenue, or if it goes into, you know, buying yet another piece of military equipment, suddenly we're a little bit more hostile to paying for that.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you so much, Lauren, for joining us on the
Anytime
show.
Anytime at all, Brooke. Thank you.